Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled Sweet Possession. Oh, I miss you, sir. You always made me smile. And whenever we spoke, even the few words, hey, how's it going? Oh, you took my introverted personality away just for a split second. I miss you asking me if I'm horny when you could always tell. Oh yes, I miss the sexting. I miss sending you a video with me using a vibrator and moaning your name just as you requested. I miss sending you my boob photos. Yes, and I miss it when you would send me your dick pics. Tell me, baby, do you miss me? And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. My panties are soaked for you. Oh yes, are you ready for tonight's story? I know you are, baby. Let's begin. My lover woke me up by crawling on top of me. And he was deliciously naked. And deliciously hard. Oh, I moaned before I was even fully conscious as he captured the sound of his mouth. As he covered my mouth with his beautiful kiss. A gasp of surprise quickly turned into a moan of delight as I eagerly returned his beautiful kiss. When the kiss broke, I breathlessly tried to talk to him. Master, what? But he cut me off by saying, shh, don't talk, don't move. Then his mouth met mine again, and I found that neither of us needed to speak at all because his kiss I heard, you are mine. And in my surrender, I was saying, oh yes, I'm yours, baby. I moved to slide my fingers into his beautiful brown hair, but he grabbed my hands and held my wrists together over my head and admonished softly, no moving. Oh, there is something about being told to be still that fills me with lust. No ropes, no chains, just my willpower holding me captive. Oh God, so fucking hot. As he held my hands above me, he nibbled and kissed his way down my neck. Oh, feels good. Oh yes, baby. When he reached my cami, oh, he let go of my hands and slid it up my body and somehow twisted it around my wrist. Oh yes, we both knew I could have freed myself easily. And we also knew I did not want to. His mouth moved to my breast, and it was all I could do to refrain from arching against his beautiful mouth. He alternated between licking, sucking, and biting in a combination designed to drive me wild. Oh yes, it worked. It wasn't defiance that set my hips to moving after being told to remain still. It was need, and I needed to fill him inside me. Oh yes, baby. My satin panties were soaked and felt slick as I rubbed myself against his beautiful hardness. Be still, he reminded me in a stern voice. Oh, my hips arched against him one last time as I moaned with the effort it took to pull myself away. He raised up on his knees a little and took his beautiful cock and began rubbing its tip up and down my wet slit. Oh yes, through my wet panties. And he did this over and over, knowing I was having a terrible time remaining frozen beneath him. So I'm sure it was no surprise when I broke my hands free of my cami and reached down to try and lower my panties. Oh, but then he knocked my hands away and got down to my, oh yes baby, face. This is my fuck. Oh yes, I am fucking you. You are not fucking me. Do not move. His dominant tone broke through the fuzzy haze of desire, clouding my thoughts, and I nodded my understand. When I was totally still, well, he resumed rubbing his cock along my pussy lips. Oh yes, baby, that's it. Oh yes. His pre-cum mixed with my wetness, soaking my panties even more. Then he actually pushed the head of his cock along with my panties into my pussy. Yes. Oh, feels good. He held himself there and pushed in as far as my panties would allow. Oh God, and I lost it. Yes, baby. Oh yes. I can't remember a time when I needed to be fucked more than I did in that moment. Oh yes. Oh, I was incapable of focusing on his orders. Yes, I moved my hips, trying to force his cock inside me. And when that failed, well, I started begging and thrusting against him. Oh, please, master. Please, fuck me. Oh, I need you, master. Please, pretty please. Oh, God, take my panties off and fuck me. Please, master. Please. Oh, God. My pleading did not faze him. He held his cock in his hand and pushed harder into my panties, causing me to growl. Yes, literally growl in frustration. Salty Vixen has on wet panties. Tell me, why are your panties so wet? He asked, and I could only whimper and say, please. Once again, he deliberately played dumb and said, oh, please? Please what, slut? Oh, you want your panties even wetter? Oh, yes, I think we can do that. I'm going to count to five, and you are going to cream those panties for me. One, oh, God, oh, I needed to come already. Two, I was never going to make it. Three, oh, God, hurry. Four, say it. Oh, God, just say it. Five. Ah, I came, and I came hard. It's amazing how many orgasms build when he counts. Oh, and by the time I finished gushing, my panties were beyond soaked. Ah, yes. He pulled them off and taunted me with them, saying, can you smell that? These smell like fuck. Now smell them. He smeared my cum across my nose. I bet you want to taste now, don't you? I said that I did, and he then smeared them across my lips. Yes. I love the taste of it, I told him. He smiled. Now just imagine how much better it would taste mixed with my cum. Do you want my cum, slut? Oh, I nodded so hard, I almost broke my neck. Then work for it. He put the wet panties in my hand and then placed that hand on his beautiful hard cock. I looked up at him, dazed. Post-orgasmic confusion. He took my hand again and forced it to stroke his cock. Yes, baby. With the slick panties. And said, in time. With the strokes. God, if you want to, my cum, oh God, keep stroking, you have to work for it, oh God, keep stroking, yes, baby, I may be naive at times, but that got eyes widened in understanding, didn't it, slut? Oh God, yes, oh yes, he wanted me to masturbate him with my hand, and I did not know how to do that. You see, I could fuck and suck till the cows come home, but this was something altogether different. He stood up and I knelt before, re-wrapping my hand and the slippery fabric of my panties around his hard, flesh. Oh, it felt awkward, and I wasn't sure how hard to hold him or how fast to stroke. Yes, the panties glided easily up and down his beautiful cock, and I tried several different grips and speeds before I hit upon a combination that he really seemed to like. Yes, baby, you like that? Once I stopped worrying about my incompetence, I really enjoyed stroking him that way. Oh God, he was so hard, and his cock is so fucking gorgeous. Yes, touching him and looking at him made my mouth water. Yes, without conscious thought, I started moving closer and closer to his cock. Yes, my lips were parting more and more with each inch that I scooted in. Oh yes, oh, finally I gave into temptation, and my mouth closed over the head of his beautiful cock, and I began to suck in time with my stroking hand. And he did not protest. In fact, the way his hands fell to my hair and his hips began thrusting, it seemed he actually approved of mouth taking some initiative. And it wasn't long before he was ready to come. Yes, I love the cum. Oh, yes. He yanked my head away and grabbed the panties and fucking his cum into them. Yes, before my fascinated gaze. Oh, yes. I ended up licking that cum off my panties while he held them in his hand and washed. Then he allowed me to sleep in the bed with him, and we fell asleep together. While his arms wrapped possessively around me. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Oh yes, baby, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.